the open hour here at Rosie on the House. We've gotten onto the topic of super cooling like we generally do this time of year a bit. Y'all stay tuned because we've got a particular listener and Arizona homeowner who actually sent us empirical data on how much money he's saving from super cooling. So if you're listening to the show and can get to your computer, we'd like to actually guide you along and show you in proof of what I've been trying to explain to y'all in word. Now, we've got Rick on the line calling from Mesa in a 30-year-old modular home, 1,300 square feet. And I'm sorry, Rick, you told me the budget pay on that was about $130 a month?
It's 1,600 square feet, and the budget pay is $123 a month.
Okay.
And they send me a bill saying your new budget bill in amount is $69, beginning with your August bill until October. So the next 3 months, my bill is going to be $69 a month on a 1,600 square feet modular home.
Now, how long have you been on the modular, on the budget plan?
2 years, my friend.
Okay. And you haven't done anything significant to increase the efficiency of the house, or have you gone to the super cooling method and tried to offset your time of consumption?
No, sir. I keep it 78 degrees all the time.
And are you on a time of day plan, or are you on the standard plan? You just pay the same kilowatt price no matter what time of day you're buying it?
Yes, sir. You're okay. Right there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm guessing that if you're at 78, what do you set it in the winter for electric heating? I'm guessing you probably don't heat the house very much at all, do you?
No, we don't. We don't heat it much.
So if you weren't on the budget pay, your winter bills would be next to nothing. And mm-hmm. I think that's what they're beginning to show you in the reduction of this bill, is to get you to be paying the same amount every month. They have to start accounting for the fact that your bills are so low in the winter. And the fact that you're going down to $69, I'd be happy to talk with you offline. I'd need to get some personal information, and I'd have to get access to your SRP account, and I could do a full analysis on it for you. But I'm guessing you're not heating in the winter. Your bills are so low. You're now in your second year. They've been able to watch your consumption habits for now a year and a half before they offer you this reduced. I'd get on that horse and I'd ride it.
There you go.
Okay.
One more thing on the super cool. If a person does super cool and they get it so cold, then the person has to be wearing a sweater or a jacket while they're super cooling because it'd be so cold in there.
It depends on what you consider cold. And we have this conversation at my house. 72 is not cold. I'm sorry. But my kids strongly disagree. When it's early in the morning, they're getting up.
we use, at my own home, we use 68 degrees as the target temperature that we're going to take the house off peak. And then we tell the thermostat, don't come back on peak until the house hits 78. So we have a 10 degrees split in there during the on-peak period. So by the time the off-peak clicks back on in the evening, we're generally up around 75 or 76, which to me is too hot.
This is where an energy audit comes in handy, though.
This is where energy audit.
Absolutely.
And you have to be careful with modular homes. Now, a 30-year-old modular home was built pretty well. You get much older than that, and they really weren't built well enough to super cool, because you lose all the super cool thermal energy within the first hour, hour and a half of the on-peak afternoon high heat time. So you have to be careful in the modular home, or you have to be careful in any home that's not insulated fairly well. You're doing a good job, Rick. That number's solid. I would stick right with it. So y'all stay tuned, because we are going to bring in some data. Find yourself a computer, go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the search engine, and type in the word supercooling, all one word, and the number one result that comes up will be what we're going to get ready to cover in the last segment of this hour of the show. And it will show you in black and white how someone took our advice and cut their air conditioning bill in half. They cut their electric bill by a third. And here's the important thing. It didn't require them to buy any expensive piece of equipment. It just, you have to learn how to manipulate within. It's perfectly legal to do it. It's what the utility companies want you to learn how to do.
And an email I got from my utility provider, APS, they have alerts that you can sign up for that'll, and it depends on what rate you're on, but there's three different alert things that it can send you notifications. And the second one in there was about how to super cool.
Yeah.
And set up alerts to help you do this.
Yeah, they've caught on. I've had very high up executives in the utility company that serves my house tell me that if everyone did as well manipulating their power as I did, that they'd go broke. The great majority of energy consumption customers are on the wrong plan. So I can't talk about super cooling without giving the man credit who deserves credit for developing it. It's Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. And he has a computer he can put on your house. And you don't have to do all the thinking. It does all the thinking for you. And we've seen homes where the unit has paid for itself in 2 or 3 years or less. There's actually an example of a man who put it on very soon after it came out 20 years ago and took the money he was saving every month and 100% paid himself back for the investment and funded his son's college education.
And that was when education was a little bit more affordable. The student debt has tripled in the last 2 years from average of $10,000 to $30,000. And United States reached all-time of $1.5 trillion during 2000 and student loan debt in the first quarter of 2019 alone. And I actually pulled that as part of our weekly to-do that talks on Quiet Space, because if you're paying that much for an education, you better get a good place to study so you're getting your dollars worth out of it. And our weekly to-do is all about creating that quiet space to study so that you can maximize your time. I don't know. I meant to look up the numbers, but I didn't have time. I really wasn't all that curious. But there is a study that tells how many times people look at their phone in a given span of time. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And there's no way that you can stay focused and do your study with your smartphone. You know, you've got to have the discipline, put it away, walk away, and focus on what you're doing. So we had some tips on getting to that'll help you create your quiet space. Rosie talked earlier about lighting and how much natural light is critical for him and his place. You know, how your body posture is a huge part of your study. If you sit in a way that, you know, you fold one leg underneath and 5 minutes later your foot's asleep and you got to stand up and you're tapping your foot or your poor posture, all these things can really affect your body's ability to stay focused and do your studying. So if you look at rosieonthehouse.com and our quick links, you'll see our quiet space link. That's our weekly to-do for this week as we're going back to school. And I said, okay, we're in the beginning of August, and I don't remember going back to school till almost September. Tinley's been at Wickenburg High School for over 2 weeks now. But they are down to a 4-day-a-week. They don't have school Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A 3-day weekend every week. I thought, oh, man, I'd have taken that all day long.
Yeah, me too. Of course, they might load up on homework, so they keep you busy for the weekend as well.
Oh, I didn't do that anyway. Yeah. You give me all I want. I didn't do it.
Homework? What's that?
I never understood that. I'm like, I was already in class for a full hour. Why am I taking more home? You know, when you're homeschooled, you get your book, you do your hour, and you're done. You don't come back home later and do more. I never got that, but
yeah. I went to elementary school with Catholic nuns, and they had rulers. So we better learn. That was back in the old days, of course.
You know, another thing about study areas is set little goals for your study. One of the things I learned very early on actually was from a biography I read of Andrew Carnegie. And he was interviewed by a man named Napoleon Hill. And he said, Mr. Carnegie, what would you... Andrew Carnegie became one of the very richest men ever in America. And Napoleon Hill said, what would you attribute your success to? And he says, I start every day with a to-do list. I write down my to-do list. That's it.
I would like to
pretty
see
simple tip.
What his to-do lists looks like. And what his to-do lists when he was 20 looked like compared to his to-do lists at 40 and at 60. That would be interesting information.
Oh, boy.
They've got a little halted construction on the restoration of the Notre Dame Cathedral over fears of lead. That sphere that sat on the top was made with 250 tons of lead, and when it melted in the fire, it's created.
Oh boy!
Their lead testing.
Uh oh.
What should be considered average for Paris is 5,000 micrograms per square meter. Is your average
that's,
lead?
That's your reference point. No.
The tests at the cathedral, 1 million micrograms per square meter.
Oh, man.
So the lead testing went through the roof in more ways than one.
Wow.
Boom.
Nicely done. And you'd mentioned something earlier about, you know, something wasn't right. You know, you had your little sensors going off that this information wasn't right. I don't know what this means, but I read these two articles, and it just something tings me. Something's going on. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but there was two different articles about two different major companies investing $1 billion in the residential market. I don't know what that means, but something just tells me something's going on. Are we getting ready to see a big investment in the residential real estate? I mean, we're talking these two companies both independently raising billions of dollars to invest just in residential housing. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Who can answer that question?
I don't know. Take somebody. We'll have to call Harold over at Galaxy Lending, see what he's got to say about that.
Yeah, that would be a good call. So, all right, we've got our final segment coming up, and we're going to have our homeowner online. We've got thousands of examples of super cooling testimonials, but we don't always get somebody that has kept their utility bills and provided them to us and allowed us to post them online. So we've got another example that we've posted online at fromrosieonthehouse.com. Just type in super cooling to the search engine, all one word, super cooling, and click on that article and you'll get to see the example. And we'll talk to Michael in the next segment.